This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. With the federal COVID public health emergency officially expired, Colorado officials say they still have the tools to respond if the coronavirus hits hard again. Here's CPR's John Daly.
This is happening as U.S. COVID deaths and hospitalizations are at their lowest point in 3 years. Some experts worry the CDC will have less data to track the spread of the virus. But Public Health Department Director Jill Hunsaker-Ryan says a lot has been learned.
We're in much better shape after this pandemic. We feel like there's been a lot of investment in our department.
Still, public health experts warn the virus will remain an ongoing threat to the health system. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
In Congress, a bill to give legal cannabis businesses access to financial services is making headway. The Senate Banking Committee heard about what's called the Safe Banking Bill, which would let banks work with cannabis companies. Many financial institutions won't risk that now because the federal government still makes cannabis illegal. Oregon Senator Jeff Merkley.
Forcing legal businesses to operate in a cash economy is terrible for accountability, but it's great for crime.
Merkley is bill's sponsor, along with Colorado Senators Michael Bennett and John Hickenlooper and several others. The Safe Banking Bill has passed the House several times, but so far it has always stalled in the Senate. Colorado's seatbelt usage is well below the national average at 87%, and starting today, the state is launching its largest seatbelt enforcement campaign of the year. More than 1,800 Colorado drivers got tickets for not wearing seatbelts around this time last year. This is CPR News.